On Tuesday of this week, this committee's oversight subcommittee conducted a hearing on the systematic scrubbing of law enforcement and intelligence materials. Your department was invited to attend, and the Department of Homeland Security refused to attend the hearing. At that hearing, we heard testimony that described a systematic effort. If one compares, for example, the 9/11 Commission report, the word jihad appears in that report 126 times. The word Muslim appears in that report 145 times. The word Islam appears in that report 322 times. And yet, since that 9/11 Commission report, different policies have come into effect. And as a matter of systematic policy, those terms are no longer allowed to be used in this administration. The FBI counterterrorism lexicon uses the word jihad zero times. The National Intelligence Strategy of 2009 uses the word jihad zero times. The Strategic Implementation Plan to Prevent Violent Extremism of 2011 uses the word zero times. The National Intelligence Strategy in 2014 uses the word zero times. We also heard testimony from a former employee of the Department of Homeland Security, Phil Haney, that in October 2009, more than 800 Customs and Border Patrol documents were ordered modified, scrubbed, or deleted to remove references to jihad or the Muslim Brotherhood or other similar references. Was Mr. Haney's testimony that the Department of Homeland Security ordered over 800 documents in CBB altered or deleted, was that testimony accurate?
I have no idea. I don't know who Mr. Haney is. I wouldn't know him if he walked in the room.
So you have not investigated whether your department ordered documents to be modified in 2009 to remove references to jihad, radical Islamic terrorism, the Muslim Brotherhood? You have not investigated that question?
No, I have not taken the time to investigate what Mr. Haney says, no.